Support for NPR comes from Sattva, the comfort company. Sattva luxury mattresses are sold online and priced at about 50% less than mattress stores. Visit sattva.com/NPR today and save an additional $225.
Live from NPR News, I'm Corba Coleman. The white man charged with killing 8 people in the Atlanta area Tuesday is expected to have his first court appearance today. Robert Long is accused of slaying 1 man and 7 women, most of them of Asian descent. The killings happened at 3 massage parlors. Authorities have not said whether they will bring hate crimes charges against Long, but activists say the targeted businesses are owned by Asians. Meanwhile, the House Judiciary Committee will hold a hearing today to address the rise of violence and discrimination against Asian Americans. NPR's Windsor Johnston has more.
The panel is looking at ways to prevent hate crimes against Asian Americans. Some lawmakers are proposing legislation designed to improve hate crime reporting and establishing a national day to speak out against anti-Asian American hate. Racially motivated attacks against Asian Americans have surged since the outbreak of the coronavirus, which experts believe originated in China.
NPR's Windsor Johnston reporting. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is considering both pressuring North Korea and engaging with it. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul that Blinken is in South Korea with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
Blinken told reporters that in the coming weeks, the U.S. will finish a review of its policies towards the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, or DPRK as it's formally known.
We are committed to the denuclearization of North Korea, reducing the broader threat the DPRK poses to the United States and our allies, and improving the lives of all Koreans.
North Korea's first Vice Foreign Minister Choi Soon-hee said in a statement Thursday that Pyongyang would continue to ignore Washington's attempts at outreach until it withdraws its hostile policies towards Pyongyang. Blinken repeatedly mentioned the challenge posed by China, but his South Korean host made no mention of the issue. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
The judge presiding over the trial of a former Minneapolis police officer charged in the killing of George Floyd is expected to issue a ruling tomorrow. From Minnesota Public Radio, Matt Sepik reports it's about whether to allow video of an arrest of Floyd the year before he was killed.
Former officer Derek Chauvin's defense attorney wants jurors to see body camera video of the 2019 arrest, arguing that Floyd exhibited the same behavior as he did last year when he died in police custody. Prosecutors say the video is prejudicial. Meanwhile, the judge dismissed 2 jurors who were seated last week after they said that they could not be impartial. The judge re-interviewed the initial group over concerns they'd be swayed by the announcement last Friday of a $27 million settlement between the city of Minneapolis and the Floyd family. 2 new jurors took their place. Of the 9 on the panel so far, 5 are white, 3 are black, and 1 is multiracial. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in Minneapolis.
And you're listening to NPR News. The National Weather Service says the outbreak of dangerous weather that hit parts of the South on Wednesday is moving farther east today. Severe storms and significant tornadoes are expected in Georgia and the Carolinas up to the mid-Atlantic. Forecasters say powerful thunderstorms could form today in the eastern Gulf Coast region up into Kentucky and Tennessee. Homelessness in the United States grew last year for the 4th year in a row. The Department of Housing and Urban Development says more than 580,000 people were homeless in 2020. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The report provides a snapshot of the nation's homeless population on a given night in January of 2020. HUD Secretary Marcia Fudge calls the findings devastating. For the first time since 2007, the number of single adults living outside, more than 209,000, exceeded the number of those in shelters. Family and veterans homelessness did not improve from the year before for the first time in many years, and a disproportionate share of the nation's homeless population was black, almost 40%, compared to 13% of the overall population. The count does not reflect the economic fallout from the pandemic, which forced many more Americans from their homes over the last year. Pam Fessler, NPR News.
The IRS is going to delay the deadline for people to file federal income tax returns. That's going to be pushed back from April 15th to May 17th. Last year, the deadline was postponed until July because of the coronavirus pandemic. The IRS is still processing some of the 2019 returns due last year. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.